AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kosell. 450 more American troops are headed to Iraq. President Obama ordering them there to help the Iraqi army integrate Sunni tribes into the fight against the Islamic State. Assistant Defense Secretary Elisa Slotkin.
These forces, again, will provide an advisory training and support role. They are not conducting offensive ground combat operations.
An American has been killed while fighting with Kurdish troops in Syria against Islamic State forces.
I can confirm that U.S. citizen Keith Broomfield was killed.
That's the State Department's Jeff Rathke. Broomfield, who was from Massachusetts, died in a battle on June 3rd. New York State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says the two murderers who escaped from prison on Saturday could be anywhere, but are probably still close.
You know, we're going on the premise that, we don't know that they've left the state or that they've left the area. And, you know, we take it just as serious to search in the area around here as we are in the Willsboro area, in the Vermont area, or anything else. Until we have them in custody, we're not going to discount any of it.
Meanwhile, state police say a female prison staff member is being questioned, who may have had a role in helping the men. She's identified in news reports as Joyce Mitchell, a training supervisor at the prison tailor shop. House Republicans have voted to repeal a law requiring country of origin labels on packages of meat, a move to avoid costly trade retaliation from Canada and Mexico. Democratic Congressman Sanford Bishop says the U.S. has little choice but to get rid of the labels.
If we fail to do so, Canada and Mexico have made clear that they will retaliate against a range of U.S. products within a matter of months by imposing onerous tariffs, resulting in higher costs and lost market share for U.S. producers, up to $3.5 billion a year.
Pope Francis taking a big step to crack down on bishops who cover up for priests who molest children. This is AP Radio News. Four students in Washington State who were walking on a sidewalk with their class as part of a phys ed class were struck by an SUV. Two killed. The two others were critically injured. The SUV left a road and struck them from behind. Authorities near Bellingham say the driver told investigators that he fell asleep at the wheel. Emergency vehicles responded to an incident in the Lincoln Tunnel Wednesday, which connects New York and New Jersey. Port Authority Police Commander Richard Gutch.
It was two buses, and it was still trying to determine exactly what happened, but it looks like a rear-end accident.
The accident injured more than 30 people and slowed traffic on one of the busiest routes for commuters entering and leaving New York City. The Chicago Blackhawks have tied the Stanley Cup Finals at two games apiece, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 on Wednesday night. Glendale, Arizona, surprised the NHL Coyotes by saying it's deciding whether or not to end its lease agreement with the team. Sandy Kosell, AP Radio News.